Welcome, welcome back.
Oh my God. What kind of intro is that?
Are you that type of podcaster now?
I am. I want to get into this thing.
Okay. So you just want to say welcome, welcome, welcome.
And I'm just kidding. I listen to Dax Shepard's podcast, okay, and that's how he starts every episode.
Does he?
Yeah.
I don't even know who that is, to be honest.
Manny.
I do. Okay, I'm bad with names. That's the thing. I'm bad with names. Wait,
faces.
Is that Kristen Bell's man?
Wait, what'd you say?
He knows faces.
He knows faces. That's yes. Kristen Bell's man.
Okay, I know who that is.
Okay, there we go. We got some information.
But I'm good at faces, not with names. Don't ask me a name.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail?
Mm-hmm.
I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
Mm-hmm. It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
I don't know what I'm good at.
Nothing.
Nothing.
By the way, guys, we have a special guest. Ooh. We haven't introduced Miss E-Bug.
This is Erin Weaver in
the
house.
If you guys do not know me yet, I am Laura's niece.
And my niece as well.
Yes.
Because I am her gunkle.
That's my gunkle.
We love it.
Erin's I'm the cool uncle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Erin's my 17-year-old niece. She lives with me. If you want to know more about that, I have a video on my channel.
Go check that out. Because it explains everything.
Yeah. Also, she has her own channel. Plug.
Did Tyler just say something?
What? Yes, he said she has her own channel.
And she has her own channel.
What's your channel, Erin?
My channel is my name, Erin Weaver.
How do you spell it?
E-R-Y-N, not an I, and it's not A-A-R-O-N.
That's how I saw my little brother's name.
Yeah.
Her name is Irwin.
Irwin.
That's what teachers are
Irwin
school.
Weaver.
No, that is how substitutes
do they
say my
name. It like that?
Yeah. They'll say my name really weird.
An earwig.
Yeah. I'm like, no, ain't no way.
Do you get embarrassed or are you just like, whatever?
No, I'm just used to it. I'm just like, here.
What's something at school that's embarrassed you before? Can you think of a moment where something
Yes,
kinda...
give us a little school moment.
Hey, tell us whenever your teacher... I want to you because this is I love.
Wait, tell me.
Me and Ty loves when Erin gets in trouble at school because when she doesn't get in trouble often,
ever.
And when she does, it's just funny. Because
what do you mean I don't get in trouble often at school?
You?
At school.
At the house though, I do be.
But like, Erin, there's
aware.
Never any complaints.
I am so aware.
He's aware.
I know when you begin in trouble.
Tell us the story of whenever your teacher called you out to the whole classroom.
Wait, stop. What do you mean? Called you out?
Like about when you were playing on the computer.
Oh,
no,
my God.
No, like, anything with the whole class, I can't
no,
do
no,
it.
No, no, no.
Got her good.
No, one time I was in economics and he would just gave us vocab. He just gave us vocab to work on. Mm-hmm. And I thought all of us were going to just be messing around, doing our own thing.
She was
so,
like, oh, we're going to be working. Yeah, right.
Exactly. So I just didn't do it. I was playing video games. And towards the end of the class, he was like checking because it's on Google Docs and the teachers are able to check our Google Docs. So he's like going on everyone's, he's like talking to the class. And he's like, oh yeah, I really like Google Docs because I can see when everyone's working, just like how I can see Erin hasn't hasn't done jack.
He said he hasn't done jack shit.
Yes. He said jack shit yes. in front of the class?
No, he cusses a lot.
Oh, I love that.
I love it too.
I love it too.
Get these kids ready for what they're about to hear.
Yes.
Yeah, he's also a ex-football coach.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's like, God
Aaron
damn it.
Aaron's done jack shit.
Yeah, these kids.
So he's like calling me out and he's like, yeah, you haven't done anything. And then me, I start laughing, but not because it's like funny, but because like I'm very uncomfortable.
That's
and nervous.
Me.
I'm being called out. Everyone's looking at
my
me.
My whole life.
So then he's like, you think it's so funny?
No.
Yes. And I was like, oh my God, I'm just going to die.
You're like, no, sir, I don't. I'm just, I'm uncomfortable. It's a reaction from my soul.
That's what I should have said, but I didn't say it. So I'm just sitting there like nervously laughing like, oh my God. And then he's like, come sit in front of me. So I sit in front of him for the rest of the class while Googling the vocab.
Aaron said, what are the words we're
Well, all the class is looking at her screen like this.
Literally. And I'm just like.
Mean mugging like this.
I'm like, okay, so you guys are doing your work. Okay. Okay. I thought like, we weren't going to do our work.
I'm a little shook. I would honestly, like anything. I remember once. This was like probably my most embarrassing class moment. Lori had to come up with one after.
Oh God. Oh, I have a little story.
So I think mine was when it was after like a final. And so I had finished like earlier on. And so I was laying down like on my desk like this, just my head was on my arms laying down. And I ended up actually falling asleep while I like was laying down. I end up dreaming that I was falling. So I jolt like I've never jolted my body before. Literally, my papers went all over the ground. Like I literally jolted, my hands flung like this. And I went backwards and everyone just stared at me and I was in English class and I was like,
wow.
I was falling.
Oh my God. Not the fall.
And this is when I was shyer. Like I was literally I was like, don't look at me.
Now what would you have done? I was falling, bitch.
Now I'd be like, I would just giggled, to be honest. Like, I know me. I would just been like,
I'm awake. I'm awake now.
Yeah, I'm awake. I'm good.
Okay, had a weird, weird freak accident kind of happen whenever I was in junior high school. I was wearing flats. Used to be popular to wear the flats. Just because they make people's feet stink. That's why he's
Wait,
doing
flats?
That.
What do you mean?
Like
Toms?
The shoes. Yeah, kind of. Kind of.
They make my feet stink.
But flats were like so popular. So I had some on and they were a little too big for me. So they kind of flopped a little bit whenever I walked. And I was walking through the lunchroom and I had this huge glass of sweet tea. Only in Alabama. What?
In school? You had tea in school?
It was in junior high school. Yeah. I got a big glass of sweet tea just like filled up. And I'm walking back to my seat and someone just miraculously backs their chair up at the time that I'm walking by and it landed in my flat because it was too big for me. So I went, I'm talking airborne, like, because I tried to take a
air
step
bud.
And my shoe was pinned to the ground. So
no.
I literally fell and the tee just went whoosh across the whole lunchroom and I was just face planted on the ground because someone put
missing a shoe.
It literally someone's chair went
why am I imagining your shoe would be like a pink jelly?
Honestly, like marry that. Very jelly. That. Imagine a pink jelly that was too big and I was just like flopping.
That's literally what I imagined.
Just like around school.
Yeah, and it got me good.
I'm so dead.
What a freak accident, though.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
Like, it'd be happening like that. I mean, like, I literally like, shit my pants at school before, so.
Not at school.
No, on the bus.
Okay, yeah, I remember
on
the
bus.
This.
Yeah, I've definitely told this story before.
Freshman year, I remember this was like.
You shit your pants?
No, I
you sharted.
No.
You sharted.
I was like, I asked to use the restroom, and sadly, the coach, we were in PE during the time, and he was like, only one person at a time. So, of course, not people that. Go to the bathroom just to skip throughout class.
Uh-huh.
So the person comes late and I end up going and as I'm like in the stall unbuttoning my pants ready to pee, I just pee all over myself.
Oh, so,
but you're already there.
I did not get one drop in that toilet. Not one drop of pee.
Did you just like go by the air thing and just like fan yourself?
No. Like
I what do you do?
I can't remember exactly. I think I just
the
like
trauma.
Put a,
you blocked it
I
out.
I think I put like a the trauma. I think I put like toilet paper in my pants and I just like tied my sweater around my waist and just hoped. And then I remember going to the bathroom later that day and someone was like, "Ew, someone on their period. It stinks."
Oh my god.
Wait, what?
Does it smell like, because you smell like pee?
Yeah, it smells like pee. And like, I guess like they thought like period blood like kind of smelled like pee. I don't know, but someone's just like,
does they smell similar?
Aaron's like, ew, oh my god, I smell it too.
Aaron's like, who did that, you sick fucks?
I just start clowning on some random
ass, like, you're a little bitch.
Wow. But it's me.
That took a little too far.
It's me.
It took a little too far.
A little too
far. Okay, Aaron, we have to ask, we always do some podcasts in the beginning. How, like, you have to tell us something about your week that you loved or like that you
had like,
fun
what'd you
with.
Do? Something.
What'd you do?
Give us some tea on your week.
Give us a little tea week.
I feel like a majority of my weeks are the same, but I will say last Friday was really good. My friend came and picked me up and we all hung out. We walked around like the Americana in Glendale. And
what's
we
that? Is that a mall?
Yeah, it's just like an outside mall. And we all just walked around, ate dinner, and we chilled. So I think that was like the highlight of my week.
What did you do like with your friends whenever you were high school?
Do you really want to know?
No.
I know you don't.
I'm just kidding.
After school, there'd be moments when we were like, so what we would do
I'm
after
so
school,
scared.
We would go to KFC.
I'm and just sick
sit
of
in
you.
KFC and
honestly,
eat chicken tenders. Like eat like those little big, like they're like little sandwiches.
Except
like,
we would for go we to were KFC. Trying to find some alcohol immediately.
Laura!
Whether it be some guy at a gas station.
You're like, hey, can you buy me some stuff?
More like, hey, can you buy me some alcohol?
You're like literally past puberty. Hey, you can buy me some shit?
Yeah.
No, yeah, we would, that's what we would do. Like we'd go to like my friend's house and we'd just like watch movies and just like chill
that's
and
cool.
hang out. I was like friends with, our group was very eclectic.
What's that mean?
It was very like different. Like we like were all like such different people, aww. But we all like came together in like this group.
I almost
felt like in a way we were all like, not outcast. I think outcast is the wrong word, but we were definitely like, we weren't jocks.
Oh, I see.
Like we weren't jocks. We weren't like nerds really, but we all like, we would like go to Soma and like shows and like, we'd all like didn't really play sports. I was the one that played sports.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like just a very like unique group, but like I love them and I still love them to this day.
I had a lot of friends in high school and
I feel like you were like popular.
I don't know. Ty, can you tell like, me if I was popular or not? He's answering. Yeah.
I guess.
I feel like
we were both kind of ran in the same clique.
Yeah, but we had like a lot of friends that we hung out with, but I don't know if we were like popular.
Like popular, like.
Oh,
that was
she
you.
Was popular with
that
the
that was not me.
That was you.
That was not me. I was actually, I didn't even, oh my God, wait. I kissed in high school. That's all I really did.
Mm. Have you been kissed?
Yes.
You have? Recently?
I already knew the answer to that. That's why I wanted to tell
you. Okay,
no,
I didn't know. I didn't know that, though.
You did not know that.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, huh?
No, you didn't. She did not know that.
Wait, oh, Lori, tell us about something like from your week. And then we'll get back to this kiss because I actually have questions.
I have a story.
I'm scared.
So Aaron has like this curfew. And honestly, lately,
this I do know about. Yes. This I do know.
But
well.
Lately, like, we're just kind of like, you know, you're getting older. You're almost 18. Like, we're like, want to let her stay out later. We want to. We want her to stay out later. If like to have fun, you
you're
know.
Like, please stay out later
and just have fun. Mm-hmm. And she wants to stay out later for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I do.
So
I was like, I absolutely will
so
admit
we're
that.
Like, yeah, okay. If you can, like, we can trust you, and you can be good. You can stay out later. But anyways. So she's like, I'm going to hang out with my friend. They go riding around and Aaron has an electric car, which only has a 70 mile radius, which is really great for if you have a 17-year-old
only
running the streets of LA
for a whole charge of 70 miles,
a whole charge.
She drives a Pinto Bean.
Yes.
I know, but I didn't know it was that little of mileage.
Horrifying.
Yeah. It's not that good,
but it's good for you because I'm sorry. I don't need you driving a freaking. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
But you can still go do your thing, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. So anyways, she's like, okay, I'm on my way home. And we're like, where are you? It's like almost your curfew. And she's like, I'm 5 minutes, but I am going to be a little late. Like, okay. And then she calls us back and she's like, okay, you guys are gonna be like so mad at me. But like, here's the thing. It's like my car's at 3% and I can't make it home because I'm
at
way
all?
Too
like
far.
At all?
At all.
Yeah, like at all. If I were to do that, I would be like broke down on the side of the freeway. Yeah.
And we're like, why would you run your car down that low? You freaking know what low power means. Right. Like, why would you do that? And she's like, blah, 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 a bunch of invalid excuses.
Invalid excuses. Uh-huh. Aaron's like, yeah, I will admit
that.
She's
like, here's the thing. I can make it to a charging station, but I will, because my car's at such a low battery, I'll have to stay at that charging station for like a long time. Mm-hmm. And in the middle of the night, alone in her car at a gas station, and just sit there for like ever.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, dude.
It takes forever, right? Like, it takes forever to charge that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm like, absolutely not. You're literally going to get murdered.
Right.
So I'm like there for like a while, but then I realized like the charging station isn't even working. And I'm like, it's like 11 something, close to like 12 a.m. So I just text them and I'm like, I'm just going to Uber home and I'm just going to get towed in the morning. So,
which is what I suggested in the first place.
Yeah, but I was like, no.
Well, why didn't you guys go get her?
Why not Uber?
No, literally, that would be me. I'd be like, get an Uber.
Yeah. Get an Uber and get home.
Mm-hmm. That's what I did. And then I woke up at like 6 the next morning to go deal with it. And I told Tyler where I was going and he ended up coming with me. And I drove to another charging station since the one that I was at wasn't like working properly.
Mm-hmm.
And mind you, my car was at zero battery, 0 miles.
Girl was driving on fumes.
It was literally on sparks.
Sparks.
Driving on
literally, I don't know how my car was still driving. I was going the slowest I possibly could. And I somehow made it to the next one, which was only like 0.9 miles away. But still, it scared me. Thankfully, I had Ty because I was freaking out.
Have you ever been stranded? Like, honestly.
Like, so many times in my life I've been stranded.
Like, in a car.
Yeah.
I have too, yeah.
Out of gas.
Out of gas and, like, out of electricity, because my car's hybrid. So, like, I was completely
out of it.
Nothing. Like, I was on fumes.
How about my freaking old ass, like, 1990 Honda back when I was in high school? Like, we had a parking lot one way in, one way out. So, it controls skipping and stuff like that. Is this the one
that you shit in on an accident?
No.
Okay.
It's not. That's a different one.
That might be a story for a different time.
Yes. But literally when school gets out, it's like kind of crazy to get out of the parking lot because there's one entrance, one exit, and all these kids are trying to get out at once.
Okay.
My fucking Honda broke down in the entrance. Yes, and blocked the whole school.
And they were honking and they were like, get your ass out of the way.
They were big mad at me. But luckily it was, I don't know, I can't remember. It was so long ago because I'm ancient. But I remember I was able to crank it and drive literally like a quarter of a mile and it would die. I think it was a battery. Crank it, drive a quarter of a mile, it would die. Yeah. So I thought my whole way home, I was going in little increments. Yeah. Yeah, literally.
What the fuck?
Horrifying. That was really embarrassing too for me.
I would literally faint. Like, I don't do well with anyone staring at me.
My school's the exact same way, where we have the exit where it's only the entrance and the exit's only one. And if I did that, I think I would just... die on the spot.
Literally me.
Pretty much. Like, I would just die on the spot. I'm not breathing again.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure I was ready to fight some people honking at me. My car broke down. Shut up.
Well, I'm over here dead. Laura's going to be back home.
Even more country than pot than now.
You know it. You know
it. Baby, my car done broke down.
I'm not even one to be embarrassed. I'm just screaming at people. No, literally.
I am the one that gets embarrassed. Yeah. Like, I'm like, don't look at me. Don't talk to me.
Just ignore me.
Pass so, Aaron, we actually have a lot of questions for you that we're going to basically interview you.
But we're going to take a break.
First, of course.
We're going to take a break.
Okay.
And we'll be right back after this. Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
And we're back. Bye.
Back again.
Back. By the way, guys, I didn't say what I did this week.
Yeah.
Just
skipped over.
I didn't, right?
No. I was like, Manny, okay. What did you do? Tell us something.
So recently, I went to San Diego to visit my baby brother. He just graduated his fire department, like academy thing, and he's officially a firefighter now.
Yay,
so it's
Aaron.
Like insane. It's also crazy the fact that my brother's name's Aaron.
I know. Sometimes A-A-R-O-N. You'll be talking about him, and I'm like, what are they talking about? But like, then I remember your brother.
Then you realize. I will say it's the best graduation I've ever been to because it was only 16 graduates.
Oh, Lord 16. Have mercy.
It was so quick. And Aaron actually was top of class, so he got like an award and a plaque and everything.
As a Gutierrez.
As he should be. As you know, with us being competitive.
Lord have mercy.
You know the Gutierrez name.
I do.
They are a competitive bunch.
Yes.
And add being Latina on top of it, it's a hard mix.
We love it.
We love it. So that was like one thing I did that I was just like really, really, really excited about, and just getting to see him and see all my family.
Did your mom really cool. like... I mean, how
she was geeking.
I knew
like,
it.
Geeking.
I knew it.
Like my grandma was crying. Both my grandmas were crying.
Lord have mercy.
My mom was tearing up.
My
so it was
God.
Just like really, really cool. Cause like, honestly, like becoming a firefighter is really hard.
It is.
And like their academy started with 30 and that they graduated with 16.
Gosh.
So like not only did he make it through the academy, but he was number one. So it was just like a really, really cool thing. Like,
is he going to stay been living in San Diego?
I think so.
Oh, he loves it there.
Yeah. Cause he has the place he's at down there. He's like, it's good. Like he's good with him there. So, and I think that when it comes to like, he graduated the San Diego like fire department. Mm-hmm. So I think that for a while he has to at least stay there.
Oh, I see.
I'm not exactly sure how that works, but yeah, honestly, I'm just like super stoked.
Yeah, I would be really
I'm
proud
scared
of him
though.
Too.
I'm not gonna lie. Cause even when they're talking about like firefighter stuff and like saying like how you have to be physically fit, but also mentally fit. And like, cause there was first responders. So like a lot of times they were talking about how like, if like you go to like a drowning incident and it's like a 2-year-old and like the parents are grabbing your like arm, like save my child. Like Aaron is one that's gonna be seeing that kind of stuff. And like, that's like mentally very taxing and you have to be like, so they have like free counseling and all this kind of stuff for them. So I'm excited for him, but I'm also just like really nervous.
Yeah, as you know, that's normal. But Aaron's so smart, though.
Yes,
Aaron's smart. He's and very independent,
driven,
very driven, yeah. And it's like takes people like that to do that job. 100%. So I feel like this is just gonna like make Aaron better than what he already is. Mm-hmm. Like these experiences definitely will, and he's definitely the man for the job.
Yeah, it'll shape him.
It'll shape him. Even more than he is. He's gonna be so strong.
I'm like, he's like 22.
So young.
He's 22.
Oh
my god. And so he, I'm like, how are you so like advanced for 22?
He is. He's
like, he's past me, and I'm 30. You know what I mean?
Amazing.
Like, he knows how to cook
in different ways.
I can't even do that.
In different ways.
That's true. Yeah, yeah. In different ways. Like he's very self sufficient.
Wow.
As am I, but he has like, there's just like, he can like camp.
Yeah.
You know, and I can do that.
Yeah.
No, you know, I can't start a fire.
I feel like
he's
like super, not that you're not independent. You are in your own ways. That
yes.
are much different from Aaron's ways.
Yes.
But he is like just one of those people who lives his best life and what he wants to do. And mm-hmm. he does his own thing and he doesn't yes. care. Like,
and he makes it happen.
He makes it happen.
Uh-huh.
And that's so awesome. It's perfect firefighter.
Yeah, it's literally perfect. So I'm like, I'm really excited.
I know.
I'm really, really excited for him.
Well, we have a few questions for Miss Weaver.
We're gonna grill Miss E.
We're gonna grill her with.
I also haven't I haven't been in high school in 15 years.
So we want to know some things.
So I'm curious about what goes on there now.
Okay.
Like, what's the tea? Is it like euphoria?
Is it like euphoria? That's the first question.
Can I give straight up answers on this show?
Yes.
Okay.
That's all we do here on Full Coverage.
Okay.
F-O-O-L.
Then I want to be like straight up. Like any questions, be straight up.
Be straight up. You don't have to name any names of people.
No. I'm not saying.
But like, this I want to call out.
Yes, you're not calling bitches out.
This goes for this person, this person, this person.
Yeah, no.
Hope
just
you guys
be like
this.
Honest about like what you think, like how high school really is now.
High school is not like euphoria, but I do live in the state of California in LA.
Right.
Almost like every student at my school smokes and almost like
weed.
Yeah. Smokes weed. And, they always have their pens. They even like will bring joints.
What's
and
like
stuff.
The vaping, right? I feel like vaping is very big.
No, it's like, no, vaping at my school is not.
It's the weed pens.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that's not vaping.
So it's not like the Sorens or like the those things.
I remember when I used to go to high school in Alabama though. Jules and
Jules,
like,
yes,
yeah, vapes.
Jules.
Those were popular, but that's also because weed is illegal in Alabama, so you're not going to be able to get that. Mm-hmm. But here, you know, it's very easy to obtain and get. So everyone smokes, everyone drinks on the weekend. No one goes as far as like doing all that and like euphoria.
Girl, they,
I mean, that's those are 25-year-olds.
Yeah.
Maybe those are 25-year-olds.
No, but
living.
I do remember like when I was like a sophomore, the year above me, the like juniors above me, they would like, If I like clicked on their like Instagram stories and stuff, they would constantly like be eating shrooms, taking acid.
Wait, and, in like, high school?
In high school. And I was like,
ma'am?
You're a junior.
So you're frying your brain that young?
It's like, girl, maybe what you gonna do in your 20s?
You need to form the cells first. You need to get the synapses forming.
And it's like, it wasn't like a like experience. Like, it was like them doing it like on like every other weekend.
Why do they post it online? Are they stupid?
And they just like the aesthetic.
Aesthetic of acid.
Aesthetic of acid and shrooms.
Yeah. It's
vibes.
I guess it's a Gen Z thing. I guess it's a gen.
And that's in California, or is this back in
California?
But you know, California psychedelics kids. Are so big out here.
Absolutely.
Like, they're everywhere out here. I will say, like, any type of psychedelic out here,
you can get.
It's pretty sourceful.
Yeah.
But it's also just like so strange to me because like I feel like again all these things like those things were happening when I was in high school too, like drinking, smoking, like all that stuff was absolutely happening then too. But I just feel like things have gotten so much more accessible in a weird way.
Because
there's like. There's phones now, there's social media, like you can just get a hold of so much more. Cause like when I was in high school, I had like a flip phone. Like I didn't have like Instagram, you know what
but
I mean?
But you know what I read Seth Rogen's book he wrote. Mm-hmm. It's called Your Book. It's really good if you guys want a hilarious like book of stories of things that happened to him. Mm-hmm. But he talks about in the book in high school.
I love Seth Rogen.
I love Seth Rogen.
Number one.
I love his work. Like the best, but he talks about in high school how like every weekend he was doing shrooms and like like smoked weed like every day, like he was doing, but he's from Canada and he was doing that every day, and he's like, I thought everybody at school was doing all that, and I realized just me and my friends were like doing all of that, but anyways, it worked out for
him. You don't even realize I never drank.
Also, like, another thing that's kind of weird for me is that I've realized, like, kids younger, like, even freshmen and middle schoolers, they love smoking, like, big amounts, like these seniors do, and they love drinking and stuff, which I find really weird.
How old are you, like, 12?
Yeah, like 13? 12, 13, 14, and I think it's weird because the thought of, like, actually, like, drinking for fun, smoking and all that never entered my mind until maybe, like, junior year, where, like, right, where I saw people doing it and hanging out and stuff, like, then, like, possibly, but, like, that didn't really enter my brain until I got older. So the fact that, like, 12-year-olds are thinking about, like, smoking and drinking all the time, it's a bit weird.
Do people think it's weird that you're, like, online, that you post online? Because not a lot of kids at your school do, like, actually socials.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like, Laura will even be not like,
a famous
why?
Vlogger,
yeah,
like Erin is.
Yeah, no. And, like, Laura will even be like, why do kids at your school, like, only have, like, 3 posts up? Which I'll admit myself, mm-hmm, it is, mm-hmm, very strange, because, like, I've had friends in the past who will even admit, like, oh, yeah, I have to take down a couple posts because I have, like, 9 posts.
They
up.
Only want, like, 2 to 6 pictures on their feed.
Yeah, and it's really weird. Why? But I don't know either. It's very strange, and I guess it's just like,
it's like, what are you accomplishing?
It's like that? A MySpace top 8, but for posts.
But, like, for your posts.
You just need 8 only posts.
I don't know. Oh, but once anyways, about, like, school. When I first, like, maybe, like, freshman and sophomore year, I had, like, a lot of people talk about, like, me being social media, my aunt, Laura, mm-hmm, and just, like, me posting on YouTube, and they would, like, be like, oh, my God. But now, not so much, but I'm very thankful for, because I'm still very awkward on it. And, like, mm-hmm, I'll even, like, ask my friends, like, you don't need to watch my videos.
Like, absolutely, like, don't watch, yeah, my videos. Like,
I don't want them watching my videos. Totally. It's a comfort-wise, and I don't act the same on YouTube. Like, right. I'm not a completely different person, but I'm more, like,
you turn
upbeat,
it on.
Talkative.
You
like,
turn it on for YouTube.
You don't want to.
You have
sit
to. I can't just,
like,
sit there and be, like, monotone throughout the entire video, because then that's not, right, entertaining.
I don't, yeah, know. I feel like, honestly, you don't realize, like, you're really funny, like, naturally, but just, like, you're talking right now is, like, pretty interesting. And I think that you could actually, I feel like Emma, I know you love Emma. I love Emma.
Emma is definitely one of my favorite YouTubers.
She didn't turn
ever
anything icon on.
Yeah, she's been one of my favorite YouTubers for a long time. And, mm-hmm, that's just because I like how chill she is in real life.
Yeah.
But that's how videos you are. That's how you, yeah, are in real life. You're really, really chill. Very funny. You don't take too much too seriously.
You're just,
like,
hyping me up right now.
No, I mean, I'm serious. I tell people this all the time, mm-hmm, when they ask me about you or, like, how you are.
She tells me that, too.
I do. He hears me. I'm like,
I hear the good and the bad.
She's not, like, a girly girl. I say she's not, like, a girly girl. It's like, oh, my, right, God, TikTok. Oh, my God, my hair. It's like, she's more, like,
Laid back,
funny, really humorous, has a great sense of humor, not too caught up on herself. Girl, I'll be spending all morning getting ready, though. Jesus, mm-hmm, Christ.
She's like, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Which doesn't, mm-hmm, make sense.
Do you wear makeup to school? Like,
I do, which, and
okay,
it
barely, though.
Yeah, I don't wear a lot of makeup.
Like, no
is
makeup,
it.
Makeup.
This, yeah, is it.
This is, like, no makeup to me.
This is, like,
mascara.
It's mascara.
And, like, a glowy balm on the nose. Mm-hmm. You look glowy.
And a lip gloss.
And lip, yeah, gloss.
That's okay, like it.
I'll take that. I take that. It doesn't make sense either, since I wear a mask all day. So what's the point of me doing,
oh,
makeup?
Right.
Yeah. So
you guys have to wear masks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's strange.
Mm-hmm.
It is strange, but I do take a long time in the morning. But that's also because I realize I take a long time just getting ready in general. I like my time with getting ready.
That's like a slow process. It's like RuPaul. Mm-hmm. RuPaul takes, like, what, like, 8 hours to get,
yeah,
ready. Like, he likes to, like, take his time. And, like,
I don't. I want the
baby,
process to be over as fast,
same,
as possible.
Same.
I do get that, because it gets, like, a little stressful and annoying, and you just want it over with. But, like, mm-hmm, I just enjoy it sometimes.
Like,
I just enjoy
fun.
Taking my time.
The only time I like it is whenever I'm, like, occupied. So, like, today, I was taking forever on my hair, even, mm-hmm, though it turned out like it does every day. But I was talking to my sister, your mom, on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't know. We were just talking about everything.
Yeah, you're just doing the shit.
She's, like, super antsy right now.
She is?
Like, yeah, she's just, like, super antsy. As most of you guys know, she's, like, been in prison for the past 2 years, and, mm-hmm, she does have a little more time.
Like,
she's
itch.
Super open too. She said one day she's gonna call from the prison, and she said she wants me to pick up and put her on the podcast.
No way.
Yeah, but she only gets to talk for 15 minutes,
right,
so it'll be quick.
So it'll be like a little interview moment.
Yeah,
have.
She's
I
like, I
it.
Want to. She's like, tell your followers I'm in prison. She literally told me that last time I talked to her. She's,
I mean,
like
your, I mean, a lot of your followers.
She's
know
like
she's
the
in
most
prison.
Open book, though, isn't she?
She is. She likes talking about herself. She's not afraid to be open. She'll tell,
yeah,
you what's on her mind.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm, she does.
She's
not
a real ass down ass. badass bitch.
Yes, that's very that.
Yeah.
Like, literally, she has no shame and, like, nothing to hide, I'd say.
Yeah, she does not care. Yeah. She'll tell you. You ask her, she'll tell you. Like, which she's not uncomfortable with herself or what she's done. And honestly, I love that.
It's, like, aspiring kind of in a way because, like, there's so much society says we should be shameful for, like, we should hate ourselves for.
Yeah.
And, like, my sister's such an open book.
She just lives with it.
She lives with it. She owns her suit. She lives with it. And, like, she'll be just so talkative with it. I told her because I was, like, getting my hair and makeup done. And my phone started ringing on the counter. And the person doing my makeup goes, oh, my God, your phone's ringing. And it popped up federal prison. And he goes,
it pops up federal prison? I didn't know that.
On my phone. And he goes, actually, I don't think this is your phone. And I was like, it is. You're like, my sister. No, it is.
You're like, no, it absolutely is my phone.
My sister's like, what'd you tell him I do? Like, she thinks it's so funny. Like, she laughs so hard when I told her that. She was literally screaming. She just thinks, not that the situation's funny, but she's like my mom in that way. You know how grandma would, like, laugh at everything?
Mm-hmm. She just laughs at anything.
No matter how bad it gets, she'd be like, well. So my sister's kind of like,
I also feel like in a way that's like a southern thing.
Yeah.
Possibly. That's her way of looking on the bright side.
Yeah.
I think it is too.
Because I feel like a lot of people I've met that have been from the South, a lot of them are like, oh, well.
Yeah.
Like a lot. It's very like, oh,
You know what? Now that he says that, I realize that a lot of people from the South do actually do that.
Like, they don't.
They don't stay on.
They don't the dwell. I feel like a lot of people do not dwell in the South.
They do not dwell.
Like, it's like
it, you know, the saying, it is what it is. You know?
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
My favorite fucking
saying. Aaron, what is the saying you were telling your friends and they didn't know what it meant? Manny, tell us if you know what this means. Mm. You have, because you've been around me too long.
I have to hear it.
Don't be ugly.
Don't be ugly.
Don't be ugly.
Oh, like, don't be rude.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, I was saying.
Laura says it all the time.
Yeah, I do.
I was saying that you're at being school. Ugly. Like, my friends, they were just, like, joking around, but, like, jokes go a little bit too personal sometimes.
Wait, so did they get offended?
Yeah, like, no. And they were just, like, joking back and forth with each other, and I was like, okay, you guys are taking it too personal. So I was just like, don't be ugly. And then they were like.
They're like.
Excuse
me. I'm wearing full coverage right now.
Who are you calling ugly?
I'm full glam.
No, they're just like, are you calling me ugly? And I'm like, no. Do you not know what that means? I was just like kind of shook. Like, they didn't understand what that means. So I had to explain it to them. Like,
I guess it might be.
I literally never heard it other than being your friend, by the way.
It just
like,
means,
ever. Don't be ugly.
And for people who don't know what it means, it literally means don't be mean.
Don't be rude. Don't be an asshole.
It has nothing to do with physical appearance.
Like, ugly on the inside. Don't be ugly on the inside is basically what it is.
Literally.
Be sweet. Don't be ugly.
It's so weird that they didn't know that.
I know.
I mean, honestly, it took me a second even for when Laura has said it.
Yeah.
No, I was literally looking at your face. You were like. Oh, and then you're like,
wait a damn minute. But I don't think you ever said it to me.
Mm-hmm.
I think you've told Aaron that, and I've heard you say that to Aaron.
I tell that to Aaron. You're being ugly. Don't be ugly.
Don't be ugly. And I'm like, and it took me a while to get it.
It's honestly a soft way of saying you're being an asshole.
Calm down.
It's like a nice way.
Yeah.
Another term that we say so common in the South, we call like a shopping cart a buggy. And I was telling
I have to stop myself around my friends because I'll say buggy and I know I'll be clowned on it for it. So I quickly had
it's the cutest word ever.
Ever.
Though, I have to admit.
I had to stop myself. I'm like, shopping cart.
People in California, literally, if you say buggy, they don't know what you're talking about.
I had no fucking clue.
Like, if you say buggy, no one will even know, like, which direction to go into. They'll be like, what are you talking about?
A cab?
Yeah.
Like, literally opposite. I would just be like, oh, go get the cart, the shopping cart. That's, like, what it is to me.
Yeah.
But I also grew up in San Diego, so.
Yeah.
I want to ask Erin some questions.
Okay, let's ask her.
Let's do it. See, it says federal prison. Literally.
I did not know it said federal prison.
I know. She's like, God damn. God,
she's like, all official.
All in my business.
All in
my business.
Dagum.
Okay,
dagum.
Aaron.
That's a funny one too. Dagum.
I say that so many times dagum. A day. Dagum. That is.
That's like darn it, right?
Yeah.
Dagum.
Dagum.
Dang it.
I didn't even realize that was really a Southern term either.
I never, ever in my life grew with her. Like, nothing.
That's so weird. Dagum.
Aaron, first question. What do you like most about California?
I like the diversity within California. I really love how everything's just so different compared to Alabama and all the people and how every way you look, there's always something to do.
Yeah.
That's what I appreciate most about California.
You get to meet all kinds of people, and it's, like, so aspiring to just, like,
watch. I feel like that's more like L.A., but no, anywhere you go
in California,
it's all different from any other place you'll go.
Is it?
I feel like I've only ever...
I mean, since I'm from California, I only know California.
Listen, there are small towns here that are less diverse, but yeah, when we went, there's been...
I live in a very, like, small conservative area.
Yeah, like, you know which area reminded me a lot of Alabama? When we were driving up to Yosemite, and you remember how country it was? Like, it was country.
Okay, wait, next question? Okay, I'll ask it. What do you like most about living with your aunt and uncle? And gunkle.
Once a week. As much as I get in trouble, it's all because of my fault. So, like,
I feel like I'm glad that you know that, though. There's periods
like
a week that go by that you don't get in any trouble.
No. I'm literally thinking about it, and I feel like I get in trouble every week. Like,
I think you get in trouble every week, too.
There are weeks that where I get, like, in trouble, like, five times out of the week. But there are weeks where
Laura's face right now, I can't.
Maybe I just get in trouble for, like, one petty thing throughout the day.
Like, but nothing crazy.
Yeah, but one thing that I like about living with Laura and Tyler, and I think it's because of how young they are very understanding. Mm-hmm. They'll listen to me. They'll help me. They are some of the most helpful people. And even though I screw up a lot and I mess around a lot, they are very chill, laid back, and they can be patient with me, which I appreciate.
So. You guys are, like, the most chill, down-to-earth
ass
bitches, like, for reals. I mean, I wouldn't be, like, your best friend for this long if you weren't, like, a chill, cool, amazing person.
Oh my God, they're vibing me.
Like, I've been friends with people that were not chill and down-to-earth.
It's not a fun experience.
And it's not a fun experience. And so, like, that's why we stayed friends for so long.
Yeah.
Like, I will admit, I do get upset when I get in trouble. Like, I get so mad. I'm like,
I'm always like, listen up. You're not going to punish me because you're in trouble for punishing you. You're not going to be mean to me because you were in trouble. You have to still be nice.
Yeah, but then once I look back on it, I realize, like, girl, what are you upset about? You did it yourself. Yeah. So, like, I always
have to. That takes a lot of insight, though. That's good.
It does.
I feel like you don't even have that many rules, Aaron. It's like, don't be stupid.
True.
The only rule is don't be stupid.
Literally.
All they ask for me now is that I am kind of like, not, is that I.
Just communicative. That's like, honestly, that's the biggest thing when it comes to.
They want me to stop lying because I lie a lot.
Aaron, do you remember when I first met you, you literally didn't even know how to lie.
And now it's every other word.
Aaron, literally, you wouldn't lie about nothing.
The thing is, what she hasn't,
Navita,
what you haven't grasped yet is that, like, if you would just say the truth,
and she can see
no, if you would just tell the truth, we wouldn't even be mad, and that we know when you're lying. So I know I'm not mad.
That's the thing about it. I don't understand. It's like, I've done it for so long. It's just like,
this is not good.
It just comes out of you.
Yeah, it's just like, it's just naturally, like, the first thing I want to do is just lie and be straight up. Like I don't want to be straight up. I just want to lie. Like, that's the first thing. But the thing is,
I think that's a teenager thing, though. I really do. Yeah.
It's so weird, though.
The fibbing is intense.
Yeah, because I feel like I haven't always been lying. Like, I would just be like, I'm sorry.
Yes.
But, like, now my first.
Now you come up with an
my
excuse.
My first instinct is to lie.
I'm trying to break the line.
I'm not a good liar, though. Because, like, dude, I'll be sitting there lying. Like,
just tell the truth.
You guys know when she's lying.
Yes. I'm like, we asked you the question already knowing the answer, and then she tells us.
You're just trying to get her caught up. That's why.
Yeah.
You're trying to get her in trouble.
All right, I'm going to ask you another question.
All right, let's get away from this conversation.
What's your favorite?
She's incriminating herself in the pod.
What's your favorite class in school, and, like, your favorite teacher?
I definitely have to say I have two, and this year it's my economics teacher.
Isn't that the one that went off on you?
Yes.
See, respect.
Even though he went off on me, it was because it was my fault. Like, and anyways, like, afterwards he was still, like, very nice, and then it was, like, in a reasonable, respectful way. He wasn't, like, just rude to me. I just really enjoy him because he actually cares about the topic. He actually cares about trying to teach us what we are what he wants us to learn.
It's, you know, like one of the only classes I've heard you come home from school to be able to tell me one thing from the class, but yeah, like on your own terms.
Like he'll actually talk to us about budgeting and like saving up and
which
like
I think is really cool.
Yeah, and just,
I wish I learned that shit.
Exactly, and all that. And he's just like a really funny, cool guy. And then my second teacher would have to be my Hollywood films teacher. The class is so boring and so stupid. It's just like a dumb elective. But I love my teacher. She's this cute little 73-year-old woman.
Oh, an angel.
Yeah, she's so sweet towards me. And she's just like, she reminds me of a grandma in a way. And I think that's why I love her a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, so next question will be asked after the break.
We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. Thank you so much to Smalls for sponsoring this portion of Full Coverage. You guys, cat food, it's been the same forever, and it's time that we move our cat food from like just little kibble and little hard little pebbles to, you know, get into the 21st century, and that is what Smalls is.
I love Smalls cat food for my cats. You know, I'm a cat mama.
Yes.
And we feed our cats wet food for sure. We always have. But I've always, you know, looked at the ingredients and I'm like, I don't know what's right. You guys, Smalls is the one and my cats actually like it. Smalls was started in 2017 when a couple of guys were at home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. A few short years later, they've served millions of meals to cats around the world.
I am absolutely obsessed with that. I think that it's so cool that they are doing that. And I just, you know, we want to feed our little furry friends the best things that we can feed them. So give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/fool and use promo code FOOL at checkout for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use our code FOOL for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code FOOL for 50% off your first order plus free shipping.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like Jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out,
so if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments,
head to tastesalud.com and use code FOOL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.
And we're back.
It's so cute.
It's so cute.
And we're back. My question.
Okay.
You're going to be honest in this. Like, this is a safe space.
It's not.
This is the full fam. It's a safe space. Do you have a boyfriend?
No.
Single.
I'm going to be following up with that because I want to know, and if you do not, what do you like in boys? Like, what kind of guys are your type?
Okay. So, I do not have a boyfriend. I'm not dating anyone. I'm not even talking to anyone.
Do you have a crush? You always have an active crush.
I feel like I do, yeah.
You have a crush?
There's always an active crush.
What class? I don't.
What, any class?
It's just like...
In general?
Just at school?
In general, yeah. A person at school. I don't share any classes with them. It's just a person at school.
You just see them and you have a crush?
Yeah.
Got it.
And like, we've talked, you know?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so I like them. But what I look forward into, like, guys and everything is just... I like personalities. Like, I will admit, like, looks definitely go into it. I'm not going to be one of those people that's like, come only on personality. Like, I
let's
love,
be honest with
I love a good looking man. I absolutely. Love it. But I've realized that, like, even it doesn't matter how cute they are. Like, I was talking to this one guy who was like really cute and he was sweet. But I realized he did not have a personality. And if it's
not a cell in that head.
He acted like a dad. He acted like a dad, like a full grown man.
What do you mean?
Like, ew. I don't know the things he said. It's like, it's
like
not,
dad jokes?
No, it's not even that. I don't
controlling,
know how to explain
bossy?
It. Yes, it's kind of more in that way. And he just like lacked personality. And like when it comes to people, like, yes, looks, but it's also like what I look forward to most, like what I look into is if they're goofy. I love
goofy
people because it makes me feel more comfortable. I like joking around and it just makes me feel closer
at ease.
I enjoy someone goofy.
There's so many guys you've had crushes on and you're like, no, they're a douchebag.
Yeah, like I don't like douchey guys. I don't like the guys who try to act cool or act like
god that's
care.
Like every freaking guy in
and
high
that,
school
that's why it's
you
like
got slim
every jock
pickings.
Every jock
literally every jock like that's why it's very hard for me to find anyone at school and why I don't really put that much effort in because they're all the same. They're all immature. They're going through this little phase where they want to talk to a lot of girls.
Girls are so much mature than guys. They literally
I mean, absolutely.
They are.
Girls should have ruled this world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a different conversation, but that's just the fact.
It's a different conversation.
They ain't ready for that conversation, but that's
just
what it needs
just
to be.
It's just the truth. It's the truth.
It's the truth.
And a majority of, like, all the senior guys, they just want to hook up and they like with a bunch of girls and it's
hooking
just
up
like,
in high school also like freaks me out
yes
too. Like the
it
idea
does
of hooking
because
up
everyone's
freaks me
stupid
out.
And if
also,
you get
so
pregnant
young.
You will die and that is like
I mean that's I've known this
the
for
thing.
Years
it's
from
the
you.
Thing that happens
100%
it's shocking
ain't no way they're saying this now
honey I've known this
for years.
Baby, if you get pregnant you are
you're just a goner.
You're a goner.
Okay, what is something okay that you I mean, you kind of already said this.
Wait, one thing. I want to say one thing. Do I, what I've noticed as I've gotten older, why is it that the hot guys aren't smart or, like, funny?
You know what it is? I was just...
It's pretty fucking privileged,
dude. I was talking
dude.
About this with my friend. There's this one really cute guy at our school. And
like, fine.
Yes, he is a fine-looking man. He's popular and everything. I was like, bro, he's so cute. No personality.
A bag of rocks.
Literally the personality of a potato. This guy lacks everything. He knows he's cute and he uses that as his like full advantage. So he's like, why do I need to be funny? Why do I need a personality? Why do
Effortless.
I need to put in this effort when I have all the girls at my feet because of how hot I am. So like,
ew.
And honestly, I did have a crush on this guy.
Oh, cool.
I did.
You were one of them.
I did talk to this guy for a second and I
you
was like.
You talked like talking?
DMing.
Yeah, like that. It wasn't like anything serious.
One time Aaron like sent that. A guy a really long message. Okay, I'm not gonna tell. I'm not gonna tell the message.
And no, it was just this really cute guy off TikTok and I sent like a paragraph this
and
long.
Aaron's like, can I show you what I sent this guy? And I looked at her and was like, if you don't unsend this fucking paragraph right now.
So I unsent it.
Wait, was it like bad?
It was like, just like, it was me talking about myself.
Your love? Were you proclaiming your love?
But she had never talked to him before.
It was me getting down on my knee to this guy. Like, I was literally like, please marry me. No. Yeah. It was just me.
So my day was like this.
And she's like, yeah. And she like was talked. Like, what do you think about this? I'm like, I think you're going to unsend it. And you can say, sup.
Sup, dude. Hey, how are
sup,
you?
Sup, dude.
Like, I don't know what I was thinking. Okay. I was just very unwell. And
what were you saying? In it.
I think I was just like so happy and excited. I was just like, oh, he's so cute.
That is like high school giddy.
Yeah. Yeah,
no, I just noticed like in high school, it doesn't matter what age, I feel like I got a personality because I wasn't cute in high school. And I really
I
got
like
by on being
funny.
I probably
were cute in high school.
I wasn't. I literally
I feel like he was
wasn't
cute in
ugly
high school,
duckling.
And he's just like selfie.
You no, I was...
Ty, did I have a personality in high school? I feel like
of
I've always
you
had
did.
A personality.
You've always had a huge personality.
Aaron, do I have a personality in high school?
Girl, don't even ask
why
that.
Is she even like, honestly, why is she even asking?
I must
like,
be ugly as a goddamn
no.
rock.
You're gorgeous, Laura.
I mean, damn.
You know
what's
funny? Earlier today, I was on my phone and I was like getting a haircut. I was like on my phone, da-da-da. And I was watching your stories and I was tapping through.
Aww.
And my haircut guy was like, oh, like who's that?
Oh,
like she's bad.
God,
and I was like,
ew!
And I literally turned around, like, my hair goes like, eh. I was like, that's like my You're best like friend who's been idiot. Married for like ever. But it's just funny because I don't see you as like a hot ass baddie, but you are.
Thank
like,
you.
Like straight guys will see you be like, oh, dang, she's fine.
Tell your hairdresser thanks for the esteem boost.
I, of course, will.
Because I'm going to take that one to the bank.
Yeah. I was just cracking. I was like, oh, like she is hot. I forget. Cause it's like, I don't see my, you're
same,
my best friend. Like I don't see you as like
people
a hottie.
People tell me you're hot all the time.
No, they don't.
No, they, maybe, they literally even do not. Aaron tells me you're hot. Even Aaron. Aaron has said many times.
You're also like really pretty.
Yeah.
Like it's not even hot. Like you're really pretty. You're like pretty I'm looking person. At you right now and you have a pretty face.
You look your mother.
Thank you.
Also, like Laura, I be looking at you sometimes. Like when, girl, when she gets out of the shower, she's got her skincare done and everything. Ooh. Like she looks so good. She looks so fresh and clean.
Yes.
Like Laura be looking good.
Laura be looking like a bald chicken. Yes. Looking real good.
Thank you, Aaron.
A boiled chicken.
I just be looking at her.
I'm Aaron like, always Laura. Looks pretty.
Literally, like Aaron is effortlessly stunning. Yeah. It makes me want to crack your neck.
I know. She's one of those girls on TikTok with the green eyes that look at you like this.
Yeah. And then you're like, they're just waiting for like, your eyes are so pretty. Like, oh, thanks.
We're like, we get it. They're green.
We get it.
I like, will murder
I have his eyes. I get it.
I'm not one of those people. Leave me alone.
I don't know what that's like.
No, I don't either.
I'm like this.
Manny, shut up.
No, I don't either.
Manny, literally shut up.
Can you guys talk about how pretty I am?
I don't know what you mean.
Tyler's also very pretty.
Thank you. Oh my God.
Like, Manny can't even hear you right now.
Tyler, you're gorgeous. We know this about you. Wait, do I need a headset? Do I need to hear what he's saying?
He wants to hear how pretty he is.
Tyler, you're literally stunning.
Keep going.
We have.
He's keep going.
I'm blessed to be in the thruple that I'm in.
Wow.
Like, thank honestly, you. Not only is Tyler attractive, but he's smart.
He is very smart.
No, Tyler and he gets is a shit smart done. Man.
Like, he and
is.
He's funny.
He has a nice body. Works out all the
yes.
time.
He has a very plump booty.
He has a plump butt.
I've seen it several times.
Oh my God.
Aaron's like, yes, not
like that,
God.
Aaron.
I'm
getting out of here.
I'm Aaron, here. I'm Tyler's episode. Have we seen Tyler
Aaron
naked?
Aaron is about to jump out this window.
I'm jumping out the window. You guys will not like, see me again.
I'm never coming back.
This was the last time I came so on full coverage.
No, I had to do like the tangent because I was like, I've always just noticed that. I'm like, I always feel like the prettiest guys tend to have like the most bland personality, so they don't have to try.
They
to
do. They do, and it's awful.
It's
I hate
pretty
them.
Privilege. Mm-hmm. I really feel like that's what it is.
I hate them. They can all burn.
Aaron, Jesus.
Did I take it?
I think a little.
Where did you get that from?
I'm like, I get it from my good uncle.
Yeah. Seriously. That's I get honestly, it from Manny too.
Yeah, Laura be taking a little.
Anytime
too far.
I've told a dramatic story.
Okay, don't put that on fucking me, dude. Laura, the stories Laura be telling.
Not.
I don't even know how to focus on some of them.
This woman will throw her whole body around as she's telling a story.
Or like she's it's like, literally so, like there's like 90 like no like 60% of it's true. Yeah. 40% is for the story.
It's stretch.
For a good stretch. It's a stretch.
She's got to do what she's got to do.
Yes.
Are my stories good?
They're amazing.
They are good. They are interesting
it's,
to hear.
It's the stretch.
Every time I get going with a story, my audience is quiet. They're really listening in.
We're really honed in, but you're also laughing at your own joke while you're telling
it. I want to see how far I'm going to take it this time.
I'm like, I know the story and I'm like waiting for the lies. I'm like, ding. No, when we and Laura are together and she's telling a story to a group of people, I'm like this. I'm like,
Manny, don't you ever take that from me. Don't you ever.
I would never. I would always be like, yeah, that's exactly what happened. And in the car, I'm like, Laura, what the fuck is that?
And a shark jumped out of the ocean and bit my labia. Pretty much.
Yeah.
Okay, Aaron, let me ask you another question.
Huh.
Can you tell me a little bit about TikTok? Like, what do you think of social media? Compare the apps.
Rate them.
You want me to rate the
this
apps?
This is Gen Z,
let's say,
people.
Like, 1 to 5. Let's say we have Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, and YouTube. Boom.
Facebook is absolutely like last. No one cares about Facebook.
Hot fire garbage.
Fire garbage.
I'm sorry, but the social media is different for every generation.
It is.
Like, uh-huh. Even my generation is very different from yours. But anyways, going on, Facebook.
That felt a little pointed.
No, it's no hate.
No, I'm just half your age. Just like,
Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok.
Okay.
Pretty decent list, I would say.
Wait, I didn't catch any of that. One more time.
Facebook.
Is last.
Last.
Twitter.
Okay, Twitter's pretty good.
YouTube. Instagram, middle. TikTok.
All right, all right.
The reason why like Twitter is because, first of all, I don't even have it. Second of all,
period.
She can't
read. Like Laura follows a bunch of pages, and she's like had this like following for a while to where she's able to build up this funny content and page.
Mm. You
like,
have to build up your funny content on Twitter. Yeah. It's not just about
retweeting.
Like the algorithm.
You have to follow the fun people.
They have a real. They have an actual algorithm that's not throwing random shit in.
Absolutely.
It's actually people you follow. So
it's honed in.
It's honed in. So you have to follow actual people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, I realized like with Instagram, my generation, we use it as a way of like
communication.
Like in the DMs. And Laura, she be talking about it. She's like, I get a bunch of reels, like, and I just get like a bunch of promotions and stuff. But that's also
what do you mean?
Like,
reels?
Yeah, on her feed and stuff. And I'm like, that's also because she's an influencer. I'm a teenager who follows a bunch of teeny boppers and my friends and just like people who I'm like interested in. Mm-hmm. And so I just get pictures. I don't get reels and I don't get a bunch of promotions. So
you
like,
see a lot of pics.
Yeah.
Constantly.
So Instagram is still enjoyable for me. I still like looking at people's face. And
what
stuff.
Do you think about reels, Aaron?
I personally don't like them. They're annoying. Like, I don't want that on my Instagram. Instagram is for photos, for you.
About our
like
reels?
No, your reels?
Specifically Manny's.
Specifically me and Laura's reels.
I'm just kidding.
I hate both of them. Yeah. They're so
cringy. I thought that's what you asked. Oh, you're like, what do you think about our reels? I'm like,
oh, no, reels in general.
Okay.
He's like having a mental breakdown over here.
That's fine.
No, like.
Yeah, reels in general.
I don't really like reels because Instagram, that's just not what Instagram is
Baby,
to me.
We've been.
They cannot understand.
We've been saying this.
They cannot understand.
They want to be every single other app.
And not just be
And honestly,
app.
They did take over Snapchat. They did take over that. So I'm thinking maybe they thought.
I forgot about Snapchat they put in the thing.
Yeah. No.
Gone.
Snapchat is gone. I don't.
Is
especially
gone.
For my generation, I hate it. People just use it as a way to like send nudes and like show themselves
pictures.
Smoking and partying and all that. So it's like gross.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like Snapchat.
Yeah.
I don't have it. I deleted it. Whatever. And then TikTok is just a great way to procrastinate and fill your.
You film TikToks too.
Me?
Yeah.
Barely. Like, I do not post on TikTok.
Why not?
Often.
I'm just curious.
I don't know.
Just not a drive to like do it.
Yeah. Mm. I just rather watch.
I see.
I feel like your list is honestly, for me, YouTube and Instagram would be switched, but it's like similar to me.
Yeah, very similar.
In that way.
Yeah,
like,
same.
I would actually say Snapchat before Facebook, even. Like,
yeah,
Facebook
Snapchat
is literally
before
in the way.
Facebook.
I don't even have Facebook.
I don't even have Facebook either.
Like, Snapchat definitely before that, but it would definitely be in that vein of like, what is it? Twitter.
Mm-hmm. I love Twitter.
I do too. I use Twitter all the time, but I use it more so for like a news source in a way where
yeah,
I like, I'm like
looking
at trending what's going on like in the world.
I don't know. My Twitter feed be funniest.
Honestly, yeah. So
I show you funny tweets.
I'd be sending you
Laura
tweets in the DMs.
Funny.
Yeah, me too.
And just like we'd be sending to us
the stupidest shit we've ever seen in our
but
life.
I love it. But see,
Instagram and Instagram meme accounts will post those funny tweets like a month later.
Yep.
They're so late.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, I feel like Twitter above Instagram.
Yeah.
Honestly. Instagram,
I'm probably
Twitter,
on Twitter more
YouTube,
than Instagram.
TikTok.
Just like reading, not really.
Oh,
I'm not an over tweeter or anything like
no,
that.
No, me neither. I like barely tweet.
What do you think of people that tweet too much? Mute.
He's got to take a breather for
that
one.
That felt a little pointed.
It did.
I have to absolutely mute.
Okay.
The thing is, there is such a thing as too much content. I'm sorry.
There is such a thing as
much fucking content. And if you're tweeting 10 times a day, all day, every day.
Like everything you're doing all the time.
I can't do it.
Yeah.
You're muted.
It's like
I just, I don't want to see it that much.
Yeah.
I want to like appreciate you. I want to appreciate your content from a distance, but I don't need to know a play by play of your entire day.
Right.
In text form.
Everything in moderation.
Everything in moderation. Like I honestly, there's such thing as, it's like almost like someone, like if someone's posting 6 TikToks a day.
Oh, that's too much.
Then
that's
I'm like,
too much. They're going to clog
you,
up
like,
the
you
feed.
Good? Like what's, are you good? Like
yeah.
you, what's going
You're
on?
You're not
what's
mentally well.
Like, are you unwell? Like I literally, it just doesn't make it for me. It just doesn't
make
sense.
Just be straight up with us. You're mentally unwell. You don't
like,
need
just,
to be posting.
Just tell us. Just tell us.
I have another question.
Too.
Has there been any drama online that you're interested in?
I feel like I don't really keep up with drama.
I feel like you used to some, but
I feel like I used
Did you?
to Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like I used to keep up with drama just as, like, a way of, like, entertainment. But, like, now I don't really care. And that's also to do with the fact that, like, everyone's constantly in drama, whether it's on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube.
It has become,
and
like,
it's also, like,
a circus.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm matured more. Like, I just, in all honesty, don't care. I have other things to worry and think about. So, honestly, there's not really much drama that I keep up with on social media. And none that I really care about. Like, there are certain pieces that where I'm like, in a way, but
definitely,
a majority, like, of the time I'm just like, okay. And that's just life, you know? Like the Addison Rae being pregnant.
Is that
that's
true?
That's a rumor, or is that true?
That's a rumor.
I literally don't know.
I just remember, like, I was, like, swiping on her, like, TikTok, and then all of a sudden, all her comments,
the top comments
are like, congratulations on the pregnancy.
I saw it, too.
And, like, that was, like, all the comments just flooding in with, like, baby comments, and I was like...
Kids are cruel, though. Like, if they get a hold of something like that, they want to rub it in her face.
Or they, like, want to, like, they want to, like, take it and run with it completely.
Yeah, take it,
and they run into the ground.
Whenever that's hers to, like, talk about.
Totally, and even if, like, what if she's not, or she is, like, that's her business.
That's her business, exactly. And it's like outing her like that's so dirty.
Yeah,
it's
weird. I just don't like things like that.
Yeah. Mm-mm. I agree. You went shopping with Addison Rae recently. How was that?
I did go shopping with her.
Yeah, how was it? How was it meeting
Addison Rae is very sweet and bubbly, like, the entire time. She's honestly really easy to talk to.
Oh, that's awesome.
And honestly, I was scared going in because I was like, what am I supposed to say? What am I supposed to do? But she makes it very easy for you to talk to. She's like, you come in and she's like, oh my God, hi. That's she just awesome. Hugs you and she talks to you like, you've known her for a while, so...
Like, you're just her friend.
Yeah, and then she'll just talk to you about anything. She was just talking about the pieces, about the collection and everything, so...
Because it was Sephora, right, for Item Beauty?
Mm-hmm.
You, like, did a little Sephora shopping experience?
Yeah, it was really fun, actually.
It looks so cute.
Yeah, and I got to meet a bunch of other, like, influencers as well, so it was fun.
Did you like anything from her makeup line, Item Beauty?
I did. Her lip quips are the best, like, lip glosses ever. They're so nice.
They're stunning.
Definitely recommend those. Not, like, even out of the line. I just recommend those as lip glosses.
Wow.
I love lip quip. I also have gone through one.
Wow. Oh.
Like, I know I like it. If I go through something...
Which one's your favorite?
The peach one, the most basic one.
Oh, really?
I forgot what it's called.
I like the purple one.
That's the only one I ever used, though. That's the only one I ever used.
When were you going to share with me?
I basically used, like, all of In a Jam, so you can have my other ones.
Thank you so much for your hand-me-down.
Yeah, the hammy. Uh-huh, the hammies. I've gone through, like, the peachy one. That's like the milky peach shade.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice. Like, they're really, like, cushiony.
They really
and good.
Are nice. I like
they
them.
They smell fucking bomb.
They do.
Like, what?
Manny, do you have any more questions for our guests?
Let me pull up. Let me see some tea. Oh, you know what? This is a good question because I do want to. This is definitely like a generational thing.
All right.
How much time do you spend watching YouTube versus watching like TV?
Yeah, like what television. Would you say?
I definitely, like, I don't watch TV often. I'm really bad at that because I just do bad with shows. I'd rather spend, like, all my time on my phone, whether that's texting my friends or on TikTok. So, like, definitely YouTube over it. And I usually...
Like the quick form content in a way.
Yes, it's so easy. It's so much easier with YouTube because you can just be like, watch what I wanted, quickly swipe off and go into another video. Like, it's so easy compared to, like, TV shows.
Committed to, like, a show for hours.
It's crazy because I feel like TV's, like, dead.
I do too.
In a weird way. I feel like TV's like.
Everyone still watches it, but no one really talks about it as much.
Yeah.
That's how I feel like.
Or they're watching it on streaming platforms rather than watching it like watching television at like 8 p.m. on a Friday.
And you know what's crazy? Like, drama used to be celebrities and like every little thing they would do and who they're dating, who's divorced.
Celebrity is all about TikTokers and influencers.
Yes.
And
the drama.
It's so weird. Like, you don't hear about the big celebrities anymore, like Beyonce and Kim Kardashian and all that.
Right.
Which is very weird. TikTokers.
You hear about TikTokers.
Yep.
Yeah.
And like you
so
hear about
strange.
The big ones too, but like that's in more traditional outlets like E-News or it's like talking about it in those ways where it's like compared to like the social media news outlets, it's like about social media.
Yeah.
People.
Agreed.
Like TikTokers or big YouTubers, whatever it might be. Who is like, who are your favorite content creators? Like
definitely
who you like?
My top
other than Emma.
One. My top one is Emma, but
we love Emma in this
house. My two other favorite creators, their name is Enya and Drew Phillips. And what I like about them is like I relate to them a lot with like how they'll be talking about like mentally and like physically and like how they feel about like mental health and just mm-hmm. life in general, their like views on life and values. Mm-hmm. I really love watching them. They're comforting as well. They're kind of, they're like Emma in a way. They're not a couple. They're not okay. a couple. They've been Emma friends for like years.
Extreme comfort watching.
Yes. Like literally anytime on TikTok, that's what people talk about is how Emma is their comfort person and that how they feel like they're best friends with her.
I don't watch a lot of YouTube. Like mm-mm. I don't watch a ton, but Emma, I watch almost every vlog. Mm-hmm. I'm really into her. One, it's like comfort watching, but two, I'm just so happy. It's like I'm rooting for someone that finally has a lot of power online. That's like, I mean, there's a lot of people that have a lot of power that aren't terrible people, but I feel like she's genuinely like a good person. Yeah.
She's so sweet when I met her.
And I feel like so many kids. Mm-hmm. Oh, nice flex. He just tried to flex. I'm calling him. She's so sweet when I met her.
Yeah, when I met her, she was really sweet. No, definitely didn't. No, no, no. I literally met her.
Huh. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to know how?
How?
No, I have met her, but I met her at like a YouTube convention.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. I will hurt
like years
you.
Ago.
But
years
I'm just
ago.
So happy like that she has like this power and like so many kids look up to her and she's a good person.
I yep. know. I remember I saw the her sweetest. At BeautyCon. I think it was in like 2018 when I went with Laura mm-hmm. and I remember seeing her and I just like freaked out. I was like, oh my God.
I don't
God.
Remember this.
Me either. I didn't know she was there?
Yes, you went to BeautyCon.
I remember the BeautyCon. I just don't remember seeing her.
I'm pretty sure it was in 2008.
Oh my God, I remember. Yes. We were in the back room.
Yes, because I remember
and
also.
And I said, hey, there's Emma, Erin.
Yes.
I remember.
Yes.
And you were shook?
And mm-hmm. I was shook because I loved Emma and I wanted to go up and say something, but of course, me being the awkward little person I am, I was just like, no.
I would have forced it.
Yeah, no. I just didn't want to bother her, so I didn't. Well, I probably still wouldn't have gone up to her even today, but I would. Yeah.
She's so sweet. Like, Like next time it happens in some fleeting way, you have to say hi.
I know. I just want to be like, please let me get a picture.
I was literally like, hey, I'm a huge fan. Like I was totally like that person.
Not even like a picture. I just like want to say one like hi. I love you.
Yeah. Just like thank you for all you do.
I am literally in love with you.
I literally am obsessed with you.
I would kill for you.
Oh my God.
Erin, Jesus
Christ. Don't lead with that.
She will literally scrunt away.
You're going to ease into those conversations.
Yes, ease into
it. I'll mention that later on.
Yeah, that's a later on conversation. Like, me and Laura trying to coach you into social media etiquette. Like, don't start
Erin's
with I will kill for you.
Erin's either 0 or 100. There's no in between.
There's no in between. You either get a nice, hi, I love you, or I will sacrifice the world for you.
I will sacrifice literally a lamb for you.
Well, what should we close with, Manny?
Ooh, what should we close with? A song?
Yeah.
Just kidding.
We are the three best friends that anyone can have.
No, honestly, I just feel like in general, it's like, honestly, it's fun for us to have like guests on it. And like, we're working on like doing more stuff with guests. And we're also like vibing it too. Like, because I feel like the last times we've had, all the times we had guests, we're like starting to kind of see like our flow. Mm-hmm. And now we're like on our third guest. Ooh. And I feel like, look at us. We're like getting through it. We're like freaking, I feel like we're better this time than the rest, all of them.
Agree.
I think we just keep getting better with guests.
Me too.
Especially Erin, like, come on now.
An easy guest.
We like
guess.
Know
I
you.
Honestly should have been your first person.
Honestly, yes.
Low key.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I don't know what like you guys were chill. Thinking, but like,
okay.
Wow. Here we go. Okay. Here the fuck we go.
Okay. Like I wasn't your first guest. was-
How dare us not have you as our first guest?
Literally.
Well, we love you.
And we love you,
thank you for tuning in.
And we love you, full fam. We love you guys. Please don't forget to, of course, subscribe. Rate us, leave a comment down below. We really, really appreciate it. We just love to hear your guys' comments and feedback. And so,
and we'll see you guys in the next episode.
Love you guys. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail?
Mm-hmm.
I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, What about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.